Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head coach of SDFC. Mikey, thanks so much for being with us. We have you on. How are things, sir?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Things have been pretty crazy, but all good. Really exciting times.
Yeah, San Diego, I mean, this is I think it's a soccer hotbed. I think you guys are coming into a great situation here. How excited are you right now? You got 2 months to go, but it's gone from, like I was just saying, being on paper to starting to really take shape. You got players now, you've got a schedule now, you've got uniforms. You know, now all we need is a game, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, well, we all feel so blessed and fortunate to be part of the community of San Diego. And yeah, it just gets more and more real. I think the next step will be getting people in that Singing Hills facility and start training. And then, do some training and then start playing games. I totally agree.
Mikey, talk a little bit about your journey to get to this point. I mean, you've been in the league, for quite a bit of time. You've done some work with FC Dallas, done some work with the U.S. national team. Just talk about what it means to get the head coaching job and to really have this a chance to build from the ground up.
Yeah, I've been blessed to coach at every level there is. I've coached every age group. Just been really lucky to partner with a ton of great coaches and players that I've learned so much from, and just been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time, be surrounded by amazing people. I got to work at FC Dallas, where we had a great youth development pipeline. We had a lot of FC Dallas players, academy players, debut in the senior men's national team, go on to play in Europe. Then I got to work with the men's national team, which was the honor of a lifetime up until this point in my life. And then, right to dream says everyone has a right to dream. And, you know, I believe that, my dream has come true, that I get an opportunity. They've blessed me with this opportunity to show who I am at the first team level as a head coach for such an important project in such an important city.
Mikey Veras is the head coach, SDFC, and first game in San Diego is coming up March 1st. That's not too far away. Mikey, how would you describe your coaching style, and what kind of action do you want to bring to the pitch and all of us fans here in San Diego?
Yeah, from a coaching style perspective, I consider myself as a leader who wants to set conditions for success. So the idea is to put players and the talent they have in positions to be successful. I also try to run on the idea that don't let too smart of ideas get in the way of common sense when it comes to coaching. You know, pick the right players, pick the right relationship between players. What is the left winger? How does he interact with the left fullback? Give players the right balance between structure, our principles, how we want to play, our system, and also allow for enough space for freedom of creativity to emerge. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, when all else is equal, talent is what's going to win you games. And making sure that they have a say in the process. We really believe in partnering with the talent. It's not about me managing talent. It's about me partnering with the talent. That's our staff, those players. And then ultimately what we want to do is we want to step on the field and be an aggressive team. We want to be a team that takes initiative in the game, goes after the game, wants to be a goal-scoring team, right? So a team that's more proactive, exciting football, creative and dynamic in possession, and then at the same time aggressive and physical, to have a warrior mentality and press. And ultimately we want to be a team that the city sees themselves in. We want to be a reflection of them and that want them to be proud. And this is a hardworking area that's also creative. You know, it's a very unique region.
Mike Yvarez joins us here, head coach of the San Diego FC. And you, speaking of talent, Mike, you guys just had the expansion draft followed by the super draft, and you guys took Manu Dua, the first pick overall. Does he fit that mold that you're talking about, this young man?
Absolutely. Manu is skillful. He's tall and rangy. He's 6'4". He's going to be able to eat the field alive. Most importantly, he's got a tremendous growth mindset and a warrior mentality. You know, this is someone who's been away from his family for a long time and to pursue his dreams. You know, he's got character about him. And then the most important thing about Manu is that his ceiling is really high. He's got so many different levels that he can get to, and he's got the right mentality to get there.
Mike Yvarez is the head coach of SDFC, he's our guest, and we're really excited to have him on. Scraby's especially excited because Mikey went to the University of, played soccer at the University of San Francisco.
Oh, very nice.
Your alma mater, Scraby.
Yes, go Dons.
Yeah, go Dons. You know, look, you said you like to score goals. Could we be the first team in MLS history to, you know, let's say win a few games 7-6, 9-8, or would coaches and everybody lose their mind if something like that ever happened in an MLS game?
So if you're winning too many games 7-6, you know, those scores would be pretty tough to attain because ultimately at the end of the day you play against somebody else and they got tremendous players. And in the game of football, if somebody wants to lock you down, it could be very difficult to score goals. I think also might not be great for my blood pressure.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I know the fans and the commentators would love it, but ultimately my number one responsibility is to build sustained success here, you know, and we want to be a team that's proactive and goes after goals, but in a controlled manner, right? We want to be able to make the games predictable so that, you know, one day, you know, once we get through ups and downs together, once we build, we work together, the fans helping us win games, at some point at the end of the day, we want to lift trophies here, right?
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, and that's at the forefront of my mind. And how do I do that? How do I deliver that for the people of San Diego?
Mikey, I'm curious to know. I mean, you've coached at all these different levels. How different is it coaching a U.S. national 20 and under team, and being a part of the staff that's the U.S. national team versus a club team? Is there some similarity? Is there some differences between the two?
Yeah, there are similarities. At the end of the day, you're dealing with human beings, right? That's the number one most important similarity. Getting to know who they are, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, what are their dreams, what are their motivations, how to deal with one player versus another, how to partner with them in the best way. And at the same time, it's very different because the national team, you see each other once every 6 to 8 weeks. Mm. And the club, we get to work together every single day. And ultimately, you get to be on the pitch every day, smelling the grass, pinching yourself and realizing, okay, right now we have the next hour and a half to 2 hours of training to get better. And you feel more of a sense of like, we have more ability to work. And I think that would be the main difference. And then the other thing is week in and week out, you play for something. Yeah. You go to battle together, brothers in arms. And that builds this kind of sense of camaraderie that I think is just one of the most amazing feelings there is in life.
Yeah, that's what sports can do for sure. Mikey, what's the ceiling for an expansion team in MLS? Is it set up to give you guys a fair crack at this? I mean, you guys are opening up, I know, against the defending MLS Cup champions, LA Galaxy in Los Angeles. I mean, what do they give you the opportunity as an expansion team to stack up with some of the established squads?
Listen, this is a first division professional level. No one cares about fair. No one cares about helping you out. And you know what? We're going to relish that. We open up against MLS Cup champs away. You know, that is a battle right there. Then we play against a high-pressing St. Louis at home. Then we go to altitude in our third game against a very strong playoff team. Then we play last year's MLS Cup champions. I mean, we're opening up with a doozy, and we absolutely love it because we want to be tested against the best. Whatever we are, those first four games, that's what we're going to be for those first four games, and we're going to have an opportunity to surprise people. We're going to have an opportunity to learn and get better, and we'll definitely relish the opportunity and the challenge.
How many times have you played it out in your head, though? March 1st, you guys are introduced, you're running out. Snapdragon Stadium, opening game, opening night at home. I mean, that's something that I imagine you've thought a lot about and can't wait for.
Yeah, I absolutely can't wait for it. I got goosebumps thinking about it right now. but in all sincerity and all honesty, like, I'm the kind of guy that's like, I'm just thinking about making sure I'm smashing today because yeah. I have to make sure that I do my job as best as possible every second. I have a huge responsibility to represent the community of San Diego. And I'm not going to start thinking about what it's going to feel like for me, you know, then when I haven't even had a training or we don't even have all the players signed. So every day I'm waking up, like, what can we do today to make sure that we're representing the right way?
All right. Well, you got a bunch of number 25s in the studio here. Totally behind you,
man.
You guys are nice enough to drop off some jerseys. We're going to wear them proudly hopefully out to that opening game, and can't wait to root and support you guys this year. Thanks for coming on, Mikey, and you're always welcome to join us anytime.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm happy to join anytime you want to have me.
Thank you so much, Coach. All right, Mikey Varas, head coach, SDFC.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.